This is T.C. Tolbert, and you are listening to In Our Own Voices, amplifying Tucson's LGBTQ plus community here on KXCI. Today, I'm talking with Ben Zorro. Hey, Ben.
Hi.
How about we start by having you tell us how you identify?
I'm trans masculine, non-binary, fabulously queer, of course.
Of course. We first met, you were a youth at Eon, which mm-hmm. was the Queer Youth Lounge.
Yeah.
And I was one of the staff members. Even back then, you were writing.
Yep.
I also understand that now you have graduated with a bachelor's in creative writing.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me a little bit about what writing means to you? And is there any advice you would give other queer or trans writers?
Writing to me means like just having a voice other than just talking. I think sometimes when I write, I just articulate a little bit better. Mm. I'm able to expand on my thoughts a little more clearly. And especially when writing a story or a poem, I'm able to just add in more imagery and whatnot to hold people's attention, I guess. But I think it just helps me convey the emotion a little better.
Mm.
It's an art form.
Yeah, for sure.
It just helps validate a little bit more for myself. I wrote a poem recently that really helped me process some emotions from a weird but very, very strong breakup. And it was really hard for me to visit the pain of that grief and that loss. And then I was able to write this poem. It just kind of just validated how I was feeling, not just for myself, but in a way of how I could put it into words. Mm. You know, like, if I could tell him exactly how I felt, this is what it was.
Mm.
It's like a release.
Thinking about your younger self, what would you say to young Ben?
First, I would give young Ben a big hug and then probably start with the cliche broad wisdom of this will all make sense someday. Because it will. And it's still, you know, coming together, but it's starting to make sense.
Mm.
But a lot of it is I would just give younger Ben a lot of validation.
Mm.
Because I remember myself back then feeling lost, alone, and feeling like I don't even know what my place is in this world.
Mm.
I know younger Ben would probably have a hard time believing it will all make sense someday, but maybe if I heard it from me from the future, it would give me some like hope or comfort that, oh, it will get better. Like, it's not just a cliche term that everybody's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it can happen.
Yeah. And for the young Bens of the world, right, the young queer and trans youth, one thing that you're suggesting, you know, community members could do to show young queer and trans people love is talk more openly and honestly with youth about boundaries and also maybe being more explicit about the kinds of care that as either in professional relationships or support roles, like what we can actually do, as opposed to maybe sometimes I think we might overpromise or underpromise.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a fair summary?
Yeah, and also just validation is key. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we're just now learning as a society how important validation is. Whereas, you know, back then it wasn't talked about as much. It was always about solutions first or, you know, just handling the problem. And sometimes the biggest thing is just acknowledging what the situation is, how someone feels, and just, you know, letting them know that that's valid, you know, how they feel. And yeah, the situation is what it is and it sucks or it's great or it's whatever.
Yeah, that's really, really wise advice. Thank you for sharing that.
No problem.
Well, thank you for taking time to talk with us here on In Our Own Voices.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. If you want to see Ben out in the world, he's also a singer.
Reveille Men's Chorus, that's right.
Excellent. Reveille Men's Chorus. And thank you for listening to In Our Own Voices here on KXCI.
You've been listening to In Our Own Voices, amplifying Tucson's LGBTQ plus communities. To hear more, visit kxci.org.